This is the U105 phone in. Good morning to you, and good morning to Stuart Sloan. Stuart, good morning.
Hi, Frank. How's it going?
And not so bad. I went through a lot of good mornings there, but I tell you, you deserve one because you're a busy festival programmer for, indeed, the Docs Ireland Festival. It's got nothing at all to do with doctors, but documentaries. And you've got some big names and some big films.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we have 55 separate feature films and a bunch of other special events and shorts and talks and panels and stuff through the week. Yeah, it's very exciting.
This is running from the 12th to the 16th of June. It's an All-Ireland International Documentary Festival. It's based in Belfast. Where are the main locations?
So the main locations for the cinemas are the QFT and the Odeon in Victoria Centre. And then we also have a bunch of different events going on in the Ulster Museum in Botanic Park. And then we also have a special event in St. Joseph's Church in Sailor Town and a few other kind of more special events, but mostly in those cinemas.
And you're showing the new Diego Maradona documentary. Is it on show?
Indeed we are, yeah. It's showing in the Odeon on Thursday night. That's a Diego Maradona film directed by Asif Kapadia, who did the Oscar-winning Amy and also Senna. It's just a really amazing kind of archive-based documentary telling the story of obviously one of the most interesting people who is still alive. It focuses on his Naples career in the mid-80s, around the time obviously of the famous Hand of God incident. Yeah, it's an amazing film.
I'll ask you a question here to see if you know the answer, and I'm doing my best to remember the answer before I ask it, okay? I've got the answer in my head. On that famous day when he scored the Hand of God goal, and he also then scored probably one of the best goals ever scored a little later in the game with the Maisie run. At the end of the match, he did something which he probably regrets now, but he swapped his jersey with someone, and that jersey's now in a bank vault of all places. It's so valuable. It's in a bank vault. Do you know the name of the England footballer?
I was 4 years old at the time, so I don't really remember the details of it. I'm going to guess Gary Lineker.
No, it's actually the answer to that, and I stand to be corrected if someone wants to yell at the radio, but I believe it was a guy called Steve Hodge. He swapped jerseys with Steve Hodge, and it is now Steve Hodge's pension plan. It's Steve Hodge.
He didn't
live at a time when there was massive money for playing football. But he has in a bank vault that jersey. It's just one of those little things that comes up in a pub quiz. Alex Gibney's going to be part of it, isn't he? He's no stone unturned.
Yeah, exactly. Alex is part of our opening event, which is in the Odeon on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, 6:45. Yeah, and so he's actually coming to the festival in person. And he obviously was one of the most famous things, certainly in Ireland, he's known for is doing the film No Stone Unturned, which is a great film about the Loch Inn Island massacre. And he's also, you know, one of the most prolific and kind of celebrated documentary makers in the whole world. You know, he makes a couple of films a year about many of the kind of major issues. He's done about WikiLeaks, he's done about Steve Jobs, he's done about like Scientology, you know, the list goes on. And he, so we're very delighted to have him over speaking for a couple of hours and showing some of his clips and kind of going through his career. Yeah, it's been dead exciting tomorrow night.
This year's winner at Cannes on as well?
Yeah, indeed, yeah. And in fact, I was just talking to the director this morning, and she is actually going to come. So this is the film For Sana, which won Best Documentary at Cannes. So we're really privileged to be able to bring the director over. And she actually, so she's like both the director of the film and kind of the main participant. And the story is actually her husband and her run one of the last hospitals in Aleppo during the Syrian conflict, the still ongoing Syrian conflict. And it gets bombed over and over again during the course of the movie. And just some of the kind of first-hand footage that she is able to capture in that hospital. It's one of the most affecting and moving and interesting documentaries I've seen for years. And, you know, just it's the kind of thing, just makes you think about, as all good documentaries do, it makes you think about, you know, what's happening on screen, but also kind of the wider issues about immigration and about kind of war and kind of everyone else's world powers, you know, to do with the war, including Russia as well as, you know, the UK and America. And it's just such an amazing film. I couldn't recommend it highly enough.
One of the great debates today, of course, is the BBC licence fee and the fact that elderly people may have to pay when they haven't been paying in the past. Now, I'm not going to draw you into that argument, but it is a reminder of how important the actual licence fee can be and the funding from wherever it comes of television making. And documentary making is incredibly expensive, isn't it?
Well, it was. I would say one of the good things about documentary these days, and this is not an argument against the license fee, because I think taking filmmaking out of the kind of corporate private market is a good thing. But documentary in general actually is cheaper these days, and that's partly why I think we're getting kind of wider and a wider selection and a lot more documentaries, is because quite often documentaries can be small crews. Sometimes even a couple of our films are even a one-person crew, and that's partly why I think it frees it up from the kind of budget constraints that maybe the fiction kind of arena sometimes has. And so sometimes I feel like that's why the documentary arena is actually slightly more interesting and slightly more to do with kind of people's day-to-day lives, kind of social issues that affect people on a day-to-day level, as opposed to, you know, a comic book movie, which also obviously is interesting in a different way.
Yeah, it's a very good point that you make. You can have any form of documentary, from a really high budget, fully crewed team, right through to literally and practically a person with a GoPro who's getting information, following it up with interviews and bringing you a fly on the wall that you never would have imagined that you could have had.
Yeah, exactly right. You're right, Frank. And that's like, we actually have a section in our festival named after the Mazels brothers, who were one of the most famous kind of earliest proponents of that style of movie making, the observational kind of fly on the wall documentary. And so we actually have 9 films that are exactly like that. And again, like you say, like some of them are bigger budget, but again, some of them are smaller crews. And that leads to a lot more wide range of topics, as you say. Yeah. Yeah.
So if people want to find out more, read up about it and get to it, there's going to be a website, Stuart. Give us some information.
Yeah, it's all at BelfastFilmFestival.org, and that's where all our, because we're part of the Belfast Film Festival organisation. And so if you just go there and buy tickets, and also we'll be selling tickets on the door to all these events as well. So it actually starts tonight in the MAC. We're showing a film about the housing crisis and in fact some of the solutions on an international level to kind of these common issues across many countries with social housing and gentrification and rents rising in cities and stuff, something we all know a lot about. And so that's showing tonight in the MAC at 7 p.m. But then it starts in the KFC tomorrow morning, and you can buy either on the website or in person at the event.
Okay, Stuart, thank you very much. Stuart Sloan is the festival programmer, the man who decides what you see during this particular documentary festival that's running through until the 16th of June.